Week 12, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word thou callest to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passions quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father hear, and Christ, co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost, one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Sion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Give heed, my people, to my teaching. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. A reading from the first book of Samuel, chapter 17. As David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, young man?" And David answered, "I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." When he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David, because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him, and gave it to David, and his armour, and even his sword, and his bow, and his girdle. And David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him, so that Saul set him over the men of war, and this was good in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. As they were coming home, when David returned from slaying the Philistine, the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with timbrels, with songs of joy, and with instruments of music. And the women sang to one another as they made merry, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s." And Saul was very angry, and this saying displeased him. He said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed thousands. And what more can he have but the kingdom?" And Saul eyed David from that day on. Now Saul's daughter Michal loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Saul thought, "Let me give her to him, that she may be a snare for him, and that the hand of the Philistine may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David a second time, "You shall now be my son-in-law." And Saul commanded his servants, "Speak to David in private and say, 'Behold, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now then, become the king's son-in-law.'" And Saul's servants spoke these words in the ears of David. And David said, "Does it seem to you a little thing to become a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man of no repute?" And the servants of Saul told him, "Thus and so did David speak." Then Saul said, "Thus shall you say to David, 'The king desires no marriage present, except 100 foreskins of the Philistines, that they may be avenged of the king's enemies.' Now Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. Before the time had expired, David arose and went along with his men and killed 200 of the Philistines. And David brought their foreskins, which were given in full number, to the king, that he might become the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him his daughter Michal for a wife. But when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that all Israel loved him, Saul was still more afraid of David. So Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the princes of the Philistines came out to battle, and as often as they came out, David had more success than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was highly esteemed. A responsory from Psalm 55. Have mercy on me, God, men crush me, they fight me all day long and oppress me. I will trust in you. You rescued my soul from death, you kept my feet from stumbling. I will trust in you. A reading from the Treatise of St. Gregory of Nyssa on Christian Perfection. There are three things which characterize the life of a Christian: action, speech, thought. The origin of every word is thought. After thinking comes speech, which reveals in words the idea which has been conceived in the mind. After thought and speech, in the third place, comes action, which realizes the thought in deed. So when in the course of life we are brought to think, to speak, or to act, it is a good rule to keep a careful eye on those divine epithets by which the Lord is conceived or named, that our action, word, or thought may never miss the implication of these lofty titles. What, then, ought that man do who has been thought worthy to bear the great name of Christ? What else, except to examine carefully in himself his thoughts and words and deeds, to see whether they are one and all tend towards Christ, or are foreign to him? It is very easy to make such judgments. Any action, thought, or word which involves passion is out of harmony with Christ, and bears the mark of the devil, who makes muddy the pearl of the soul with passions, and mars the lustre of that precious jewel. That which is pure of every inclination to passion tends towards the source of tranquillity, namely Christ. If a man draws from him his thoughts, as though drawing water from a spring which is pure and unconfined, he will reveal in himself the same likeness to his pattern as there is between two sorts of water, that which is in a gushing stream and that which is drawn from the spring and confined in a jar. Purity has only one nature, both that which is in Christ and that which is seen in the one who shares in him. Christ is like the spring which gushes out. The one who shares in Christ draws from him, as it were, and brings beauty of thought to his life. And so there is a harmony between the hidden inner man and the outward appearance when decency of life is joined with thoughts which are inspired by Christ. That, in my judgment, is the perfection of the Christian life: to share in all the titles used to describe Christ, in soul, in word, and in the habits of our daily life, so as to reveal the name of Christ. A responsory from Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. None of us lives to himself,
and none of us dies to himself. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Let us pray. Lord God, teach us at all times to fear and love your holy name, for you never withdraw your guiding hand for those you establish in your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.